back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into almost the quarter pole of the football season, but certainly nothing as breathtaking or as exciting as a 66-yard field goal at the end of regulation to win it in Detroit. I've put my Ford Field background up for my friend Leonard Raskin. He joins us now from Raskin Global, where, of course, he follows the American dream. I like to call you our financial insider. And, you know, I don't know about the odds on 66-yard field goals, but when your back's against the wall, you take a shot at it, right? And I think we all realized that there would be a point where he would have a chance to have a shot at it. Now, whether he'd make it or not, he made it, and the record is all his. And I don't know that anybody's going to be breaking that one anytime soon.
I agree. I was stunned. And Justin's a good guy. And he's, you know, a lot of people don't know. They see him on TV. They see him kicking that ball. See him in the Royal Farms commercial. I was wondering how much chicken he was eating last night.
It's a big week for Royal Farms. They
absolutely.
You know, and I'm going to yell and scream. And the Royal Farms Arena had Guns N' Roses on Sunday nights. It's a big ROFO week around here.
There you go. There you go. But my goodness, when he went out, well, first of all, let's face it, 4th and 19 was that a San Diego Charger moment? 4th and 19. And he dropped it. Lamar dropped a dime in there. That was beautiful. And then, my goodness, how good is it that the officials miss a delay of game that everyone on TV and I don't know how many people Ford Field holds, but everybody in the stadium was grunting about, which I just loved. I figured we got to get one call sooner or later. And there it was. And then you knew Justin was going to get out there. And for a little guy, and I consider him a little guy, that leg, the dude just crushed it. And I'm watching, I'm standing in my family room. I'm doing this. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Well, you and know, he's capable of making it. You know, it's not
absolutely.
Absolutely. It's not like 4th and 29 where you don't think you can make it. It's, well, you know, if you gave me a dollar, made me bet it one way or another at that moment, you know, I'd say he's got a shot of kicking it. I mean, and he missed one earlier, so I think that sharpens him. When he misses he doesn't miss one again for a month or two.
No, and boy, when that thing went up, it was dead center. It looked like it was dead center, the different camera angles they had. And then I saw it bang the pipe, and I'm thinking, okay, everybody's thinking, you know, which way is this ball going to bounce? And oh my goodness, when that thing went through, I was pretty well screaming. I had done the wife and I did a crab feast.
Did a good time of the year to be doing that
cob at halftime. At halftime, so we were just you know finishing folding up the paper and throwing everything away, and that thing went through. I threw my hands up in the air. I think I got Old Bay all over the house.
See, I can't eat crabs in the middle of a game. I'm tweeting. I'm pacing. I need my fingers. I that's something I probably will never do. Eat crabs and watch a credible
football
game.
Well, there you go.
You know,
I picked them up at halftime. We ate during the third and fourth quarter. I was
lucky crabs. Is what you had.
Finishing chowing some corn on the cob, and then Justin banged 66. Through the upright, well, not through the, I guess it wasn't technically through the uprights. It was off the uprights. But being a hockey fan, you know what that post is about. And sometimes you hit the post and it angles in, and sometimes you hit the post and it doinks off the wrong way. So it was a nice friendly bounce and no goaltender to stop it.
It's always such a lonely feeling, you know, when you're in a hockey rink and it hits boing, and it comes out. Oh. And you're like, well, you know, that should have been 1-0. In this particular case, seeing him line up, seeing where it was, and you know, knowing the air, that there wouldn't be a breeze, all of that, and having seen him do it before. I was in Detroit years ago.
61.
Yeah.
61. Well, he kicked. What did he do that night? Wasn't that the 20, 30, 40, 50, 60?
I believe
was that the 6 feet? He kicked from every distance that night. He kicked 6 field goals. 20, 30, 40, 50, and 60.
Hard to believe it's 61. 8 years. Like you wonder if 8 years from now he'll still be here. He's 31. To have a kicker like that, you talk about assets in your business and in wealth management strategy. the notion, and Luke and I talked about this. I mean, they put so much into analytics and what the value of the best cornerback is and how you have to have a left tackle to protect your quarterback and, you know, what the value of a running back or safeties. There's always some question. Even inside linebackers now are a little devalued. You want a pass rusher. You want an edge rush. You want a left tackle. You want to give money to Antonio Brown. You want to give you, you need to have tight ends. You know, nobody talks about having the best kicker and what the value of that is, the difference between being 1-2 and 2-1.
They do when they miss.
Undervalued.
Talk about it when they miss. Absolutely.
Market inefficiencies.
He is a long-term asset for sure. And that was the thought that was going through my head. I mean, we've seen him do this for so many years. And like you said, it was what, 8 years ago when he booted the 61. And he's made a lot of 50s and 50 pluses, but thinking, all right, the dude is – this is 8 years older and he's going for 66. Like, really? And sure enough, man, this is a long-term compounding asset that is in your favor, putting points on the board. The value of that, that can't be underestimated. He's phenomenal. He's not only what the most accurate in NFL history. Now he's got the longest field goal in NFL history. And let's face it, the other guy, I don't even know if anybody knows his name. They said his career long before the, what did he kick, 35 to quote unquote, you know, win for Detroit. His career long before that was 29 yards. 29.
Well, when they brought that kid out, Sartoso is his name. And there I saw go. Him in his little mustache and I'm like, oh man, the Lions are going to screw this up by missing the kick. And then he makes the kick, right? And you're like, okay, you know, this is the difference on a week by week basis. As we go into games with Sam Cook and Justin Tucker and the previous Wolfpack with Morgan Cox all these years and feeling like, well, you know, if we get down to the 40 yard line, we're going to have a chance to at least kick and have a 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 chance that Tucker's going to be able to hit a 50, 55 yard field goal, especially in a blimp, you know, a little different, outdoors
and wind.
Yeah. Pittsburgh in the open end in December or whatever. We're going to have to go do that in a couple of weeks as well. But to see what our other options are, you know, it's not like saying, well, if we didn't have Lamar Jackson, we'd have Jared Goff, or we'd have, you know, Joe Burrow. We'd have a great quarterback. But if you don't have Justin Tucker, what do you have? Where's that drop off from the kicker when you're going to try to come in and win a game? 66 yards, you know, 90% of the kickers in the history of the game, the coach wouldn't even bring
kicker
on. Yeah. They would say, just go wing it, chuck it, and fumble it around and go out there and try to run around a little bit like a kickoff. But
The band is on the field. Pray for the lateral, and maybe somebody doesn't drop it and we get stopped at the 12.
But instead, they march him out there, and you're thinking, not like you'd be thinking, well, you know, it's 66 yards. What are the odds?
We got it one. No problem.
I knew we had a real chance.
Is it Dumb and Dumber? Dumb and Dumber, right? So you're saying I got a chance. Was that the movie that was in?
That is absolutely – well, I mean, we so do have a chance. Saying, it wasn't
– right. So you're saying we got a chance, and there it is. You know, everybody says, what are the chances? Well, it's obviously 100% because he made it.
Letter asking
like Harbs after the game. Harbs after the game said somebody came up to him, said, I've never seen anything like that before. He said, that's because nobody's ever done that before.
Well, and a special teams coach like that as well. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global, keeping the American dream alive and managing money and also giving advice to folks who maybe previously weren't paying attention to their money. Give me a little update here as we get up on the end of the year and coming out of this thing. And, well, you talk to people, you know, all along the business scope as to where we are with inflation and prices. And I've been talking crabs and crab cakes this whole period of time. But the economy and the market at this point, and the market taking a little dip last week. So some thoughts about where we are right now as we're heading into an interesting winter, I think, for America. I've been flying a little bit with the masks on and whatnot, and where the COVID levels are.
Yeah, the market just keeps shrugging off everything. It's astonishing. the market is a predictor of future earnings. It's a predictor of profitability of companies in the future. And the market sees what we all see, which is proposals from the president and now in Congress for $4.5 trillion of new spending, which will cause inflation more. And you got to understand what inflation is. You know, people think inflation is prices going up. That is what it manifests as, but what it really is the dollar, the value of your dollar going down. So the purchasing power of a dollar bill becomes less. It can't buy as much goods. And if they pump in another $4.5 trillion and the Fed keeps letting the government write checks that on money we don't have. I mean, think about it. If you had a banker, if you had a checkbook and you had a banker and you said to the bank, I'm kind of out of cash, but I need to spend some more. Can you just let me write checks on money I don't have? And I'll promise that I'll pay it back sometime later. Maybe, you know, I'll pay it back. And your bank said, go ahead, no problem, write the check, we'll cover it. You're good for it, we'll cover it. Well, that's what the Fed does for Congress. And Congress keeps raising the debt ceiling and the Fed keeps printing more money and the Fed keeps buying more treasury bonds and prices of everything goes up because the value of the dollar goes down. And you got to be wary of that. But as an investor, the market has shrugged off everything. Corporate profits are running hot.